This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Monday, that is 25th of November. Now, before we go ahead and talk about what will move markets on Monday, let's also understand what really happened in Friday's trading session. Well, losses led by IT and bank heavyweights kept the Indian markets down on Friday as the risk appetite of investors remained low due to fresh worries over the US-China trade deal and reports that H-1B visas may see some changes to protect US workers and wages. Now, Nifty 50 is actually trading at 1-year forward PE of 19 times and 26 times on 12-month trailing basis, which does not provide much leeway to perform well in the short term. In fact, domestic blue chips are finding some bit of difficulty to maintain the positivity due to high valuations. Now, on Friday, Sensex suffered a loss of 216 points. To close at 40,359, while the Nifty 50 ended 54 points lower at 11,914. Now, rupee settled at 5 paisa higher at 71.71 against the US dollar. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for 305 crores, while DIs were net sellers to the tune of 177 crores. That is according to provisional data. Now, in terms of how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals, well, Nifty formed a bearish belt hold pattern on the daily charts, while on the weekly charts, it formed a doji kind of a pattern, which essentially means indecisiveness among the bulls as well as the bears. Now, three levels to watch out for on Monday would be 11,883, 11,850. That will be a crucial support to watch out for. On the higher side, 11,960 and 12,000 levels are a crucial resistance to watch out for. In terms of open interest, now maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 12,100 and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,500 followed by 11,900. Now, we also shortlisted some stocks which will be in focus on Monday. Well, the first stock that we have on the list is Vodafone Idea. Now, CRISIL has downgraded Vodafone Idea's rating on non-convertible debentures of ₹3,500 crores. DHFL deferred the September quarter numbers scheduled for November 25th, and CARE Rating has revised the long-term and short-term bank facilities of Gati. Now, in terms of technical recommendation, we spoke to Angel Broking. They've given us two recommendations for Monday. The first stock that they have on the list is Kalyani Steel. Now, that's a buy for a target of 260 and a stop loss of 206. Lupin, that's also buy for a target of 824 and a stop loss of 748. Both these stocks, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.